second. Guns Fixing
hey,
to kick this thing
welcome
off.
To another episode of Cigar Chat, brought to you on the Armed Forces Radio Network, broadcast around the world.
Idiot.
Heard on Podbean, Podcast, every pod app that connects to the internet, some that don't. I'm your guest co-host, John, the Cigar Surgeon, coming from sunny, or cloudy, Canada. Thanks for tuning in. We're here with the MFN CEO, Logan, and we're bringing some serious crank tonight, Logan.
That's about par for the course. Hey, I just want to tell you is that I'm really impressed with your country.
Thank you, brother.
You want to know why?
I do. Is it the maple syrup?
Oh, man.
Because it's tasty.
Oh, actually, you guys just fell off. So I got to take my compliment back.
Did we lose something?
Yeah, you guys are like now below like Japan and all these countries. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was thinking of Russia or something. I was giving you a compliment on how good you guys were doing.
All you people look the same.
But now you guys aren't even in the top 10, so I retract my compliments about Canada. You guys still suck.
Do we get a participation award? Do they have that at the Olympics?
And went completely the opposite direction.
I know, man. I totally screwed it up. Like, I know, but I swear you guys had more medal. Didn't suck this bad.
Dude, this is not the Winter Olympics, dude.
Dude, you're getting beat by the Netherlands, man.
Their time's coming.
Well, no, but that's why I was so impressed, because I was like, it's like warm 2 months out of the year in your country. Like I would expect you guys just to like not even be good, but like I thought you guys were like way higher in the medal standings. So I guess I'm wrong.
Have you seen those people from the Netherlands, though? I mean, it's like some kind of genetic experiment going on over there. They're all like 6 foot plus, flawless skin. Come on.
You know why? It's all that legal marijuana that they got over there. It's just really setting up the gene pool right, my friend.
Of course, those voices and faces you hear in the background are our guests tonight. Yes, we do have some guests tonight. Chris and Kyle from Ezra Zion. What's up, Chad?
Hey. How y'all doing?
What's up? Sorry to step on your open there. I'm apologizing
your
for Chris.
Intro. I was trying to – you is you. You were the one talking. I was telling you to shut up.
Dude, I shut up right before we went live, and then you telling me to shut up for the intro was said over the intro.
Hey,
that's counterproductive.
Hey, John, you know how I know your country sucks? You're tied in the medal account with Kazakhstan.
Hey, man, those Kazakhis, man, it's you know, Kazakhstan, they might be juicing.
Man.
We don't juice. You know, we're all natural
juice,
here.
Man, hey, part of the Eastern Bloc, man.
I'm just saying.
Isn't Kazakhstan like where from Borat was from?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. All they got going. No, that was
it's yeah, Kazakhstan, it Kazakhstan. What?
Nobody gives a shit.
You said we couldn't say bad words.
No,
so much work for me.
No, you know why? I can because this is my house, and you're a guest in my house, and I told you not to cuss.
He's bleeping all kinds of bleeps.
I gotta,
right
gotta
now.
Bleep so much because we respect our
bleeping, Logan.
People around the world serving the Armed Forces Radio Network, and we don't want them to hear bad words. So I'm gonna have to go back.
Dude, there's that. A country called Algerabad, and they're only beating them by 5 medals.
Yeah, it's hot all year round, man. You know, we only got 2
true.
Months to practice, right?
That's true.
Yeah, you wait till Algerabad gets into the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, we're gonna play some hockey? We'll
Texas
play some hockey.
Home-based, I bet Texan Olympians have more medals than Canada.
I guarantee it.
That's probably true.
They work hard
down
in Texas, man. Some
there is a country called Kryzekistan. Where are these countries located?
Yeah,
I'm a pretty worldly.
Kryzekistan, isn't it?
Sure. Where is it?
Dude, you would suck as a geography teacher.
Dude, I am a whore. Like, I know where most things are, but these like very obscure countries. Like, I know where Albania is.
So
but, like, I've never even heard of.
If you refer to it as Mexico, we got to bring that up.
Mexico.
So we actually have our first audience question, and I think it's really poignant before we get in too deep to our cigar show here. Chris, the audience wants to know what happened to the beard, man? Like, you were rocking
Look at it.
What's going on? It's all tight? It's all clean?
Got a little clean shaving for y'all. I heard
you
were going to be
in a job interview.
Chat.
What's going on?
You know, I heard AFRN, and I started having flashbacks to the Marine Corps, and I was like, I got to shave something. I got to shave, man. No, man, I mean, you know, just like I say, when people ask me all the time, you know, how long have you been growing your beard? Why do you grow your beard? You know, are you always going to keep your beard? Dude, it comes and goes. It comes and goes, you know, so it'll it'll be around again. It may not be around for a while, but it'll come back again, y'all. Okay, here's the reality of it, all right? I developed a complex, And I would be at events, I'd be talking to people and everything else, and I'd keep seeing their eyes go from my eyes down to my beard, and then my eyes down to my beard. And it made me so self-conscious because they wouldn't recognize me as just a man. They viewed me as the beard.
Right?
There's actually a Twitter handle, Chris Kelly's Beard, out there somewhere that, I mean, it created a life of its own. And I needed to get back to me, bro. That's where I needed to get, is back to me.
Center that stuff. Get all zen.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear.
You're like, so, I mean, my eyes are up good. Here.
Eyes are up here. Right. Eyes are up here.
Right here.
More
right
than just a beard.
Right, that's right.
I'm a man.
That's right.
So, gentlemen.
I'm more than just a pretty bird. I have a soul.
So, bringing it back, talking about cigars.
See, he's going to be the voice of reason the whole show. I'm like, look, are you sure you want to have us on Cigar Chat? Do you know what happened? You remember what happened?
I remember what happened. I think the last time we were on Cigar Chat together, I was out, and it was like minus 20 out, and I was smoking like a champ, shaking like a leaf.
Yeah, you're a trooper.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, I know. See, the good thing about Canadians is this. When y'all are on deployment, like, you know, in the Corps and everything else, you go out there, they're the nicest people in the world.
No, absolutely.
I mean, they're the first to buy you a drink. They'll drink with you. They'll drink for you. They'll laugh with you. They'll laugh at you. I mean, it's great. And then the same thing in the cigar world and everything else. Like, John is like this. Dude, you're like the nicest dude in the entire cigar industry. Like, I have never heard you say a cross word about anybody. Maybe behind the scenes. I don't know. But, dude, he's hella nicer than you, Logan, because you're jack.
Hey, listen.
I mean, I love you and all.
It's true, man.
Straight up.
True, man.
I mean, I love you, but
gotta get business done, man. You gotta bring the gloved hammer, man. The velvet hammer.
So, gentlemen, I gotta ask you, because I'm sure it's on everyone's mind. How was IPCPR? And I mean, first of all, were you happy it's back in Vegas? Because it was hot. It's hot.
But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
I was glad it was back in Vegas until we had to break everything down and take the displays back to the storage facility, and then I wasn't so happy. Oh, boy. I think Kyle was melting into the asphalt.
It's 150, man.
Oh, yeah, it was stupid.
Vegas is way better. But we had a great show. Show was fun.
Yeah. Show was great, man. I mean, you know, everybody went in, you know, and there was all this rumor and FDA this and regulation and this doom and gloom and the pre-meetings, you know, for the manufacturers and the retailers. It was just like the sky was falling and everything. Dude, it's just cigars, bro. Cigars. We're here to sell cigars and smoke cigars, enjoy cigars, talk about cigars, man. I mean, sun's out. I live in Texas. It's beautiful.
Guns out, guns out.
So, I mean, I got to ask you guys this, and this, you know, let me know if this is an uncomfortable question, but did you find the first day vibe a little funky at the IPCPR day one?
I don't know if it's funky. You know, the dynamics are that a lot of the guys, retailers that are attending the show have scheduled appointments with a lot of the larger companies, so they go do that. But we've always had a steady, you know, amount of customers coming through. I mean, we've never lacked for people to talk to, or I don't know. I mean, the show's great. Day two usually picks up. Day three is great. And then was it the last day you get people that are coming through wanting to, that promised to see you earlier or whatever. And they come through and it's, you know, oh, I need to do an order. So it's, I don't know. I thought we had a great show. It was probably the funnest show we've done because it's now our fifth show. So now we know what we're doing. And there was no anxiety, which is great.
Yeah, I don't mean you guys in particular. I guess when we hit the floor day one, like, you know, normally when you hit the floor at the IPCPR, there's all this energy, right? Everyone's amped up, you know, like you see kind of people rushing around. I didn't really feel that on the first day. It was kind of, you know, it's kind of like everyone was trying to get a sense of the land and they weren't quite sure what was going on. And I felt that kind of maybe disappeared after everyone got the rum on at the night of day one. And day two, everyone kind of brought that energy. But I don't know, day one seemed a little funky to me. Maybe it's just me.
It could have been the seminars that everybody went to beforehand that, you know, were probably less than encouraging. Even though I don't think that they were meant to be that way. I think that it's very easy with what we're facing with the FDA and everything else and all this regulation, which I know everybody's you know, very familiar with. But it's easy to be pessimistic about it. That's why I think you probably saw a lot of that. You know, we've decided that we're going to beat this one way or the other. We're going to come through on the other side because at the end of the day, cigars are not going to be outlawed. Cigarettes aren't outlawed. So there's a way to enjoy good cigars. What does that look like? Is it different than now? Probably, maybe, who knows? But we're going to, you know, like I tweeted the other day, we got a little fight left in us. So we're not ready to roll over just yet.
Two big wins against the FDA right out of the gate, man.
Just notice who was the plaintiff on that lawsuit versus all the other lawsuits. And there you go.
You know, I think it's one of those things where it's a win for everybody.
Rising tide, Logan.
That's right. Rising tide raises all boats.
You know what? That's like what a communist says. That's communist.
A communist doesn't say that. A capitalist says that.
That's right.
No,
this is coming from a guy who's got his whole room upside down in there. Look at, I mean, what's the deal with the what's on your roof over there, dude? You're kind of freaking me out, man. I keep looking at your business. You got like a ceiling of cigar boxes there, dude.
Ceiling of cigar boxes, dude.
I actually think that's pretty cool.
Where I come from, they call that art.
That is art.
Thank you.
That's actually pretty cool.
It actually took a long time, and you'll think about nothing in this industry is standard. One guy's Robusto is 550, another guy's Robusto is 652. It's crazy. So to try to get all these boxes to fit in took a little bit of engineering work, let me tell you.
The big old jigsaw puzzle you got.
It was like Tetris of cigar boxes.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. That right there would like take my ADD to a level that I like wouldn't be able to work in that room because it's like too much.
Oh, dude, it took me like 2 months.
Well, all right.
I medicated.
Medicinal marijuana down in Round Rock, is that it? So Round Rock, Texas allows you to medicate?
Hey, man, there's a reason this room is inside and it's got lights inside of it. You can read between the lines, sir.
I do notice a greenish hue.
A greenish hue.
There is a greenish hue.
All right, bringing it back. Bringing it back.
Bring us back.
Can you guys catch up our audience for those who didn't watch our amazing IPCPR coverage and one of the best interviews at the IPCPR this year with you guys, which was fantastic. Got a ton of views. For those who didn't watch and shouldn't, bring everyone up to speed on what's new with Ezra Zion. They should have watched it, but if they didn't, bring them up to speed.
Well, I heard we got robbed.
Absolutely. First of all, y'all got to watch the video because the breaking news is SigFed, all right, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet, but SigFed catches a Ezra Zion thief in the act in the background.
Watch
the video. You literally see somebody come by and steal from the Ezra Zion table while Colin and I are doing an interview.
We're so
doing
shifty media people, man.
And that's it. I mean, you know, it's caught. It's right there. I mean, it's great. It was awesome too because Jared ended up coming up to us afterwards and telling us about it and everything else. And then he actually handed me the card to the dude that actually stole the sticks from us. He's like, just in case you want to know who he is, here it is. And I'm like, oh boy. Yeah.
And just for the record,
legit.
As much as these retailers would love to blame it on us bloggers, it was not us.
It was not us.
It was another vendor.
It was another vendor.
No.
Yes.
It was another vendor.
It was never us.
Full blown. Another vendor, dude. It wasn't nobody, you know, a stinking retail shop. It wasn't, you know, a friend of a friend. You know, all that stuff you hear about. Somebody got an extra badge. Dude, it was another vendor, bro, that paid money for a booth to rip us off in the middle of the show, dude. Full blown. It's you know.
All right, bringing it back to the
positivity. I don't even like to talk about it.
Bringing it back to the positivity and the love and the cigar love. Let's talk about some Ezra Zion cigars because I know you guys have had some big releases. There's a great release just a couple weeks ago. Let's talk about that.
Tell them about the app.
You know what, Logan? I'm not even going to answer any questions from you anymore until you refer to yourself by the nickname that we gave you, Luscious Logan Lawler. And you got to refer to yourself in the third person when you're asking the question. That's going to be the rule.
Luscious Logan Lawler.
Luscious. Ask your question, Luscious.
The triple L? It sounds like it should be a wrestler, man.
How about no, Kyle?
That should be a good. That would be a good cigar name for you. Luscious Logan, Luscious Lawler. Whatever rolls off the tongue. Take a vote. Take a vote.
A Luscious Logan. No, I don't think so.
That's Logan's wrestling name.
That's my wrestling name.
That's
my porn name.
That's your wrestling
name. It's kind of your wrestling name and your porn name.
Luscious Logan Lawler.
No, yeah. I don't like it.
Come on.
No. I don't think so, Kyle.
I don't even hear anything. Do you hear anything, Kyle? I don't even hear anything.
Kyle, question. I'm not doing it, man.
Kyle, we have a question.
I don't hear anything.
From the show.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, it's from the people. All right, Luscious.
From the people.
From the people.
I'll do it for the people. I love the people.
He'll break.
Yeah.
Do it for the people.
Come on, Logan. Luscious Logan.
Luscious Logan Lawler wants to know, Kyle, tell him about your stupid ass. <Yes. laughs>
He broke.
Thanks, man. Way to be a team player.
I do it for the listeners, man.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, so I've got an app for iPhone, Android. You can download it. We have the Ezra Zion stores available through there, Ezra TV, which has some videos, and we have a bunch that have yet to be posted. I hope to be a lot more active on that. Information about Ezra stuff, and your people who download the app are the first to know about any new micro batch releases that we come out with. So there's been a lot of people, and we get inundated with emails every release that comes out with people that say, hey, I missed it. I saw the email and then I went and, you know, had a meeting or couldn't get to the site or had to, you know, take a number two first or whatever their reasoning is that they didn't get it right away and it gets sold out. Well, the app people are the first to know. So that's just our way of saying thank you for downloading the app. So push notification always goes out first. So, we dig it.
Nice. I just want to remind the audience that you're tuned into Cigar Chat, heard of the Armed Forces Radio Network, broadcast around the world. And this first segment is brought to you by Fratello Cigars. Fratello Cigars, committed to consistently producing complex and flavorful cigars at an amazing price. Fratello, providing the end consumer with a memorable Fratello moment with every cigar. Back to you, Logan.
What?
That was pretty pro.
Logan Lawler.
Yeah. Logan Lawler. I got to think of a good name for you.
That's good enough right there, buddy.
I know. I got to think of something like Kitty Soft Kittens, Paul, Kyle.
Yeah.
Dude, Logan, are you smoking or are you not smoking tonight?
Dude, I'm smoking all the time, dog. Yeah. My name's not Rob.
Wake and bake.
What are you smoking, G Money?
Dude, I'm going to tell you, it's not an Ezra Zion cigar, so don't get your feelings hurt. It's already smoked all those. Shameless plug.
Oh, there you go. I know.
So, dude, I've been raging on what they like to call the Animal Cracker 550 by Surrogates. Oh, boy. It's a tasty little morsel.
Is that still called a Robusto in these days?
I think it might be called a Robusto, actually.
Is it like a petite Robusto these days?
No, it's a 550. It's a legit Robusto.
It's a proper Robusto. You know, it's funny because you go to different factories and stuff, and it's like, hey, yeah, we're going to make a Robusto. Which mold do you want? We got the 550. We got the 552. We got the 5.5, 554. Is that really a Robusto? No, that's be a short Toro if you want. It's whatever you want it to be, baby. And then every time without fail, we go in and say, hey, you know what? This blend, we'd really like to do this in a 554 or whatever. Oh, we don't have that mold. You want to buy the molds? I'm not going to buy your whole factory molds.
I am smoking the Jamais Vu, and this bad boy goes back to, I want to say,
nice.
This might go all the way back to 2014.
Nice.
It's delicious. It's going really well with my stout. Kyle, what are you smoking?
You know,
you know, my name's Kyle.
You know, I'm smoking the Cigar Wars Chris blend out of respect for Chris Kelly over there, who kicked my butt in the Cigar Wars.
Yeah, you got to respect
whatever we got going on. So
you still owe me dinner.
I'm a huge
that
fan.
One.
I actually voted for his cigar, so I'll just put that out there. That's being a good sport.
Nice. That is a good sport. That is a good sport. Okay, I reached back, y'all, and if you haven't got a hold of one in recent time, but that collective right there, Oh, that's money. That thing is smoking like a dream.
It really is. It really is.
You know, we got a little bit of heat in the industry for that cigar, and I say as a cigar smoker, that was a really good cigar. I really enjoyed that cigar.
It's smoking even better.
Mm-hmm.
That's good smoke.
I think I've got like two tucked away at the back of my humidor.
You need to smoke it. You need to smoke it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. So how's the Luscious doing over there?
He's
just want to say Luscious, huh?
Well, I do.
You need to say voluptuous, because you see these man titties, they're beautiful. Hey, if we're gonna make it awkward, we're gonna make it freaking awkward.
I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna bring it back to the cigars. We're gonna bring it back to an audience question from Nick Horton. Nick Horton wants to know: are you guys planning on any more of the limited run blends being regular releases? And he specifically states the chocolate porter, for instance. Is that something that's on the map?
Good cigar.
Chocolate porter. That's a dang. I don't know if I could say the other word. Dang fine smoke. That is a dang fine smoke. I will just tell you this. All right. As Kyle said before, that you know, hey, with the FDA thing going on and everything else, there's a lot of, you know, questions that everybody has. And what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with this? And we're positioning ourselves so that, you know, like Kyle said, we can survive this. We fully anticipate that we're going to come out the other side greater than we go into this thing. And so, you know, hey, don't be surprised. What you've seen in the past, maybe coming back. You know, we're working diligently with folks in the industry and our attorneys and everything else to make sure we're dotting all our I's and crossing all our T's. You know, but. I would agree that chocolate porter, it deserves its fair due. It deserves to be a mainstream cigar, I would say.
Yeah, so that's a definite maybe.
Definite maybe? That's like a solid 70-30.
It was like a...
It's a solid 50-50. Well, because here's the thing, and not to get too, you know, technical or whatever, but we just, in talking to our... attorneys and, you know, legal counsel, whatever, and just folks in the industry that are, you know, kind of front lines in the fight and everything else, there's just a lot of stuff we still don't know yet. And so the good thing is that Ezra Zion has, you know, we didn't know, as kind of just a good happenstance for us, that we've decided to put out and make available stuff we were smoking ourselves, which became, you know, all these little micro batch projects, which we really enjoy doing. It's like the funnest thing to us. Good part of that is that we've got a lot of blends that have been sold, you know, pre-August 8th this year. Right. You know, the bad part of it is that, okay, well, we created this out of tobaccos that were genuinely limited, so how do we then recreate this stuff? Because one of the things that we really won't do and we haven't done is go and say, we're going to put something out and it's going to be close, like, you know, Jamais Vu that you're smoking. We want a Jamais Vu to be the same Jamais Vu that's been. It's not going to be some something that's close to it, and then we're just going to try to pawn it off, because we've all had that cigar that we really like for a long time, and all of a sudden you get one that's the newest production run or whatever, and it's different. And I've even been, before we ever got into cigars, there was a manufacturer, won't name him, but he came to a local shop, and I actually asked him about it, and he's like, I don't know, there's nothing different, there's nothing different. I'm like, bro, I probably smoked more of these than anybody, and I'm telling you, the cigar is different. And he swore up and down it wasn't, but that always kind of stuck with me, like, you know, once we got to making cigars, like, I never want to, as long as we can, I mean, it's in our power to help it, we just want to make sure that that never happens. So consistency is a big deal. So again, definite maybe, man.
I'm pretty sure this Jamais Vu came out like November, what, 2005, something like that? Was that?
Huh?
Oh, I wish.
No, no. That would make a lot of people happy.
Yeah.
That's for dang sure.
I wish it did. No. Hey, but it technically did, because I'm sure that fine Agonorse in the back of those U's was probably in some other cigar pre-2007, I'm sure.
Well, I'd tell you what, you know, talking about Agonorse and tobacco, you know, working with the folks over at Casa Fernandez and all the folks, you know, stateside as well as down in Ica, I mean, they're great people. It's a great factory to be a part of, a great factory to be aligned with. You know, they have some, you know, great opportunities for grandfathering in products and everything else. And you know, it's just like Kyle said, irregardless, you know, you got to make consistency. You can't pull the wool over folks' eyes. Otherwise, you know, you're only as good as your last move, man.
I was actually at a not to make this show about me because it's not, but I was at a cigar event just last weekend, and somebody was asking me, they're like, tell me what goes into a cigar, like what's all the ingredients? And I'm like, well, you got tobacco, you got water, and you got vegetable glue. And they're like, yeah, but how do you get all those flavors? I'm like, tobacco, water, and vegetable glue. It's not that complicated. I mean, it is complicated, but, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
But people don't understand that.
Exactly.
It's all good. Makes it a lot easier when you're working with good tobacco, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, as simple as that sounds, though, the FDA doesn't understand that, it seems like. At least not yet.
You can still make a bad cigar with good tobacco. I've smoked several.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
I've done that.
I didn't say you couldn't. I just said it makes it easier when you're working with good tobacco.
Well, it's true. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, it's true. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see how the FDA thing shakes out. I don't know. I would caution everyone to say if we don't have 6 months, I'd be squirreling away your cash money. Because 6 months from the drop-dead date, you might want to go on a stock-up spree. That's what Mr. Luscious Logan Lawler's doing.
Yeah, Luscious. Just own it.
Logan
Lawler. I mean, we're talking probably dropping like 10 jizzles and just going berserk.
Yeah.
No, seriously,
I mean,
for real.
But no, I mean, that's true. You know, and that's the thing. We don't want to paint too rosy a picture for everybody. Like, they know something we don't know, and it's all going to be just fine, you know, next week. We don't know anything that anybody else doesn't know, probably, but we're just choosing to be positive, but there is, you know, the very real possibility that things don't go exactly how we want, and it's wise to plan for the worst, hope for the best. And so that's what we're doing. So I think that's good advice, Logan. Stash away 10, what'd you call them, jizzles?
10 jizzles.
10 jizzles?
Hey.
He's going 10 deep
Canadian
right there.
Money?
Yeah, that's about the same.
About the same.
Yeah, it wouldn't buy me nearly as many cigars
what's,
up in Canada.
What's the exchange rate between, what is it? What'd you call it?
Jizzles.
And rupees.
I think it costs about 14 and a half Canadian jizzles for one for 10 U.S. jizzles.
What's one U.S. jizzle
in
our jizzle?
Yeah. Iraqi dinar to jizzles. To luscious jizzles.
There's a lot of jizzles. Lots of jizzles. Lots. Best part about going to a foreign country like India, you put your ATM card in to get cash, and you're like, holy crap, I got $10 million in my bank account. And then you're like, oh, wait, whoops. No, that's...
Oh, wait, it's $14.75.
It's like, yeah, $12. You're overdrawn by $5, and you still got a million rupees.
That's funny.
It's kind of like that, though, seriously.
You're a million overdraft protection. That's cool.
Yeah, man. I don't really. Yeah, overdraft protection. Jizzles. Hey, so the question, I'm not saying it, is that. Well, I don't know if I want to ask that question. I'm going to ask it. Is that?
Why do you always set stuff up like that, dude?
Yeah, and look at he's got his eyes closed too, so he can't even look at you.
I'm looking.
Luscious is over there doing. No, the payoff was not a ransom. He won't even look. At me. He just got his eyes closed. He's like, no, it wasn't. Ransom.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was gonna tee something up, but I don't know if I'm going to now. Maybe I'll ask. So, the app, as it's on app, is that
app.
I mean, I know you're going to be. These are limited cigars. But can people still expect to see cigars releasing in the app or not?
Yes.
Okay, that was Kyle Hoover there shooting from the hip. And Chris Kelly, would you like to submit your answer?
As usual, par for the course, we're on Cigar Chat, and Kyle's flapping his suck again, just getting out there, getting all kinds of slappy and everything else. I will phrase it like this. It behooves of y'all to make sure that you download the app and keep your alerts turned on. That's all I'm going to say.
That's why I like asking the old old flapjaw Kyle Hoover over there, because he'd say, "Hey, what's this made? What's this cigar made out of? It's made in Nicaragua, Lila Hero, a little bit of Sacalapa." Just
no. Okay, it gets worse. It gets worse, and Logan knows this. Okay, we go to an event or something like that, and you go to an event, right? You get a little bourbon. You get, you know, you get a few couple, you know, shiners in you, or at least I get a couple shiners going. Hey, boop, boop, bop, bop, bop. All of a sudden, it's like, "Hey, what's your social security number? Hey, what's the PIN number to your debit card?" I'm like, "Yeah, man. Hey, 617." Blah, blah, blah. Chris is like, "Shut up."
I get
happy about it. I like sharing happiness with people.
But by the way, Kyle, I forgot the name of what your first pet was. What was the name of your first pet again?
What's your mother's maiden name, and what was your high school mascot?
Yeah, mother's maiden name, where you went to high school.
He just leaves. Yeah, done.
He gone. So, tell us a little bit about, is it Boutiques Unite or Boutiques Unified?
Man, at this point, I don't even know. No, it's Unified.
And why? Was United, is that because it's United Cigar with Dave Garofalo? Was that the issue?
Yeah, there was an issue there. And so, without going into all the details, now, there was not much to tell, but there was asked that be changed, so there wouldn't be any confusion, and so it was changed. So it was Boutiques United for a month and a half, something like that. Now it's Unified. So I'm glad we can just see a silhouette of Chris.
Yeah, Chris looks like he's on the Cigar Witness Protection Program, so now he can really dish the. You know, we got.
You look like a generic avatar. Yeah.
We gotta
roboticize his voice here, so no one can recognize him.
Y'all gotta be so haggum questions and everything.
Kyle, remind everyone who's under the umbrella for companies.
From Boutiques Unified.
For boutiques Olympified, brought together, unified, unification.
Yeah. So there's Ezra Zion, 1502, Nomad, Emilio Cigars, and Black Label Trading Company. And Blackworks.
James.
Yeah.
And Blackworks.
Now, I got to ask, so when you guys announced...
Good people. They're the greatest people.
Yeah, super nice people.
Good peeps. Very luxurious.
Very luxurious.
We actually got the opportunity last time we were down for the SIGFED trip to NICA. We got a tour, and it was cool. It was, you know, I mean, it's nice visiting all the different factories in NICA because it kind of feels like family, you know, going to a factory, everyone like... pretty much like they're happy to show you around, like they're proud of their accomplishments, and you know, it was super welcoming guy, and Angela is super nice, and yeah, super nice people.
Dude, you want to know one of the highest praises that for James and Angela and the whole Blackworks Black Label Trading Company team is the fact of how well received they are locally down there in Esteli. I mean, the to have somebody come in and in such a short amount of time be able to gain such access to such tobaccos and be welcomed into the family and to, you know, like you said, you know, you're part of the Cigar Safari. Next thing you know, you're going over there, you know, Skip, all the guys down there, Jonathan. I mean, just everybody down there has just been open arms to them. That's just a testament of, I mean, they're just good, solid folks, man. And they're real, you know. Otherwise, they would have, you know, seen right through them in the first 90 days and just... you know, excommunicated them from the city, but they've been really well embraced there.
Yeah, that means good tobacco.
Just a reminder to your audience, you're tuned into Cigar Chat, broadcast on the Armed Forces Radio Network, heard around the world on CigarFederation.com. Logan, this next segment is brought to us by who? Is it Drew Estate?
Hey, good. Back to you, John.
What Logan meant to say there was download the Drew Diplomat app. And once you're done downloading that app, download the SIGFED app, and then download the Ezra Zion app.
Yeah.
I'm just reading between the lines.
Nice.
When I say it's good, it means download a lot of apps. It means a lot of words.
Well, okay. Hey. This just came to me. Nobody knows what this is, but we do. Little inside joke there. Why can't you, Logan, call up your people at Drew and do a SIGFED exclusive Luscious Rat?
Well, there's there's
come on.
It's like 15
lawsuits waiting to happen right there.
Yeah. First of all, I've got a way better name if Drew Estate was ever to honor us with an exclusive release. But considering we're past August 8th of 2016, I think the window for that has probably came and gone. But if we were to do one, it would not be the Luscious Rat. It would be the Feral Flying Fedhead. Thank you very much.
Oh, triple F.
Oh, man, Logan actually gets a good name right there. Oh, man.
That's a much better name than your last cigar name. Just saying.
Which one? 729 Callaway Lane, you can blow me, dog. That's
no,
a great
dude,
name.
That was a great name. You know what? When you announced that, I was like, that's, you know, it was like you went to one extreme and then you went to the other extreme. I'm like, ah, Logan has a heart. Like that
I
was.
I do have a heart. It was for my daughter, but I did the other cigar, the Mike, for all of you cigar smokers.
So
trust me, it has been.
To do tonight.
Oh, hey, let me just. That's not a bad word. Mike, HUNT, Mike, and let me just tell you. Have you smoked it, John? You smoked it.
Brother, I haven't smoked it.
No, it's a great cigar.
It's a freaking amazing.
It is.
Go read the reviews on SigFed Store. It says, like, if this was put out by a regular manufacturer, not some Giacomo named Logan, this would probably be my cigar of the year. Like, that's how phenomenal this cigar is.
It is actually very good.
No, I'm serious. I mean dead serious. It's phenomenal.
I would love to smoke your cigar, but unfortunately I live up here.
Low price of $34.95 plus shipping.
Where can I find that cigar? I'm up in Canada. If I was down in the States, where would I find that cigar, Logan?
Well, you know what? You could have ordered it and had it shipped to your old boy, Stefan, that was bringing a few goodies across you the border last week, but apparently wasn't that important to you.
I guess it wasn't that important.
Dude, just to give you an idea, just to give you an idea, John, this is how much of a bro Luscious Logan Lawler is. He's running around crazy at the show. He's just like, hey, do you guys mind if I stash this bag here for a little bit? I'll be right back and everything else. He drops off this bag, unbeknownst to much. I mean, it could be a key of Coke for all I know, right? He bounces. I don't see him for the rest of the show, dude.
Gone.
I'm packing everything up, and Kyle and I are like, oh, what the heck is this? And I'm like, dude, that's that bag that Logan dropped off and everything else. He's like, what's in it? I don't know. It's like crammed stuff full of cigars and everything else. And then I get a text. Hey, bro, forgot John's cigars in your booth. Do you mind shipping them to him? So, dude, I had haul your stick all the way back to Texas. And then I had to pay for the shipping of that crap all the way up to you, dude. And I'm just like, dude, this is the kind
this
of
is
bro
a true
is, dude.
This is
He's
true.
Just like sloughing it off, dude. Didn't have to pay for it. Didn't have to do nothing.
I sure
did. Simple text. You bro, can you help me out and just ship this stuff to John? I'm like, dude.
That is actually a true story.
He gives me the sample of the mic.
Yep.
Hey, try this. Oh yeah, so I'm smoking. I'm like, this is great, dude. Hey, get me some more of these, dude. Give me some. Hey. You can go to the website, get it for $34.95. It's like everybody else. I'm like, oh, the first one's free, huh?
The first hit's free, dog.
Well played.
First hit's free, dog.
Yeah.
Just give me a little taste.
I appreciate that.
A little toot.
I'll get you some, John, you whiny Canadian little crap bag.
Dude, look how legit John is. John, show that ring. Show that ring, bro. Show that ring. Get that ring.
SigFed Love right there. Look at that.
Look at that.
So that's a potential trademark violation. We still need to discuss. 100%
a trademark violation. But I'm up in Canada, man, so I'm trademark protected.
Hey, if you ever enter U.S. borders, you're
in trouble.
Done.
They're gonna pat me down at the border. They're gonna be like, "Where'd you get that ring now?" Oh, now.
They'll be waiting for you.
Is that ring also a wax embosser, dude? I mean, it looks like it would leave a nice,
you know,
nice SigFed eagle across somebody's face.
In case you're on a plane, it's a weapon.
Yeah, I think when we were at the IPCPR, Rob was trying to start some stuff because he just wanted me to see me drop a left on somebody and see if it embedded a forehead. And I'm like, bro, it's Canada, man. We can, you know, we can't fight unless you talk trash about hockey or, you know, it never happened. So never got to drop the wax seal on somebody's forehead. But I thought it turned out pretty well.
You can't get the Canadians riled up, man.
Tis a shame.
It's a slow burn, you know.
It's a slow burn.
You got to deprive me of food for 8 hours and then I get there.
I've seen you angry.
Let me tell you all a quick story because you don't even know you have a national hero, all right, on the program tonight. Y'all have got a national hero on the program tonight.
Well,
Kyle,
it's not me.
Air Marshal Hoover. So we're flying out to IPCPR, right? And this is so help me, this is a true story. We are literally flying out to Vegas, right? And we're sitting there and everything else, and I'll give you the Reader's Digest version and everything else, but all the flight attendants go up to the front of the plane, you know, after the little ding, you know, the seatbelt sign goes off and everything else, and then they all go back. And then the two flight attendants were, like, talking right next to Kyle and I, and one of them says, well, don't worry about it. I'll just go ahead and have these guys back me up. And she pointed to Kyle and I. And I'm like, what the heck's going on with this thing, man? Spidey senses, Marine senses, you know, former cop senses are all kind of like, what's going on?
I would just sit there with a bourbon, oblivious.
Yeah, Kyle's just over there, you know, tapping bourbon and everything else. So the gal comes up to us after the other flight attendant leaves, and she's like, hey, gentlemen, she goes, I don't mean to alarm you. And this is a true story. I don't mean to alarm you, but there's a few gentlemen in the back of the plane that are being very obnoxious. They came on separately, and they're trying to all sit together. And the captain knows, but just in case something happens and there is a disturbance on the plane, the code is the captain will turn on the seatbelt sign. I will announce everybody returns their seats, but if you hear me yell, return to your seat, sir. You guys need to jump into the aisle and back me up. True dang story, dudes. True dang story. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, you know, no big deal and everything else. And all of a sudden, Kyle, dude, his eyes get like this big, and he's like, I need a weapon. I need, give me a pen. I'm like, what? He goes, give me a pen. I'm like, dude, your body's a weapon, man. You just block the aisle. That's the last thing you're going to have is stand
out
the aisle.
I'm not a fool, man. This is a life or death situation.
So I go into my computer bag and I give Kyle a pen. He's like, give me another pen. So he has two of them. I go, what are you going to do with the pens? He's like, I'm just going to start stabbing people.
I'm like, hey, Chris is sitting on the aisle. Okay, we're up in row two. We're in first class, baby. That's how come I got the bourbon. So there's two seats, and I'm over, you know, in the window. And so I'm like, what's going to happen if they rush? Because she came and said, there's four gentlemen. We checked their passports. They're Middle Eastern. We could be having an issue here. Okay, I'm not going to be politically correct. That's what she said. I'm just telling you the story, okay? We could have an issue. And I'm like, are you free? And here we are starting to take off. Well, are you freaking kidding me right now? Look, get everybody off the plane if you're that concerned about it. Not too late. So it's me and my ballpoint pens. And I'm like, what's going to happen if they come up here? Chris, you're right here, and you're like Marine trained to kill with pinkies. I'm not. I'm not trained that, right? No, I love everybody, right? Okay, so I'm like, you're just going to start going all Marine on them. And while you got them down, they're going to be like, okay, I just got to beat this one guy in the cockpit. And I'm like, oh, no, there's two guys, and I'm going to come behind him. Pah! Pah! Right in the neck.
Are you guys like flying like Spirit Airlines or what kind of jack-em-up
airline? No, we're on American, man. We're on American. I'm like, look, I'm going to get this videotaped, and then we're going to be famous tonight because we're going to save this plane, dude. It's going to happen. And then when we have that platform and a whole wide world and the whole nation – is listening to us, I'm going to be like, the only reason we were here to save these people was because we were on the way to the IPCPR cigar trade show, and the FDA is trying to regulate this stuff, and we got to keep America free. We got to kill, dude, popular whatever from the people uprising, and then all of a sudden it would get undeemed, man. I had this whole plan to undo all this stuff. It didn't happen.
Kyle, apparently your new nickname is Kyle Jason Bourne.
Hey, Kyle JB. Do what you got to do, man. Yeah.
Nice.
Chris was calling me MacGyver. He's like, dude, there could be a plane full of terrorists. And you're like, give me a roll of scotch tape and a thimble. And I'm going to take all the. I'm like, dude, shut up, man. Just give me those pens. Just give me your pens. I didn't have the foresight to even bring my own pens.
Let me tell you the best part, right?
Kyle's got the pins, right? Kyle's got the pins, right? And he's sitting there and he's like, oh. And he's holding the pins, and he's like, okay, I'm going to put them on. And then he's like practicing quick draw. He's like pulling them out of his pocket, and then he put them back in, and he pulled them out of his pocket. And he goes, you know what? I'm not drinking no more. I ain't even drinking for the rest of the flight. And I look over at him, I go, bro, drink. It makes it a lot easier. And he's just like, could I get some more bourbon here, please?
She brought me every bottle of Woodford on the plane. She went to the back, got all the bourbon and all in the front, and I was sitting there with all these bottles. You can go on what is it? Your Instagram feed, Chris.
Yeah.
And I retweeted on our Twitter feed. Ezra's at Ezra Science Cigars, and we finally got to our hotel room. I had one bottle of bourbon left, and I was sitting there drinking it, and I was like, "Phew, we made it safe, man." I was praying too, though. I was praying. I'm not gonna lie about it. I was praying. I got three kids, man.
Only with Kyle. Only with Kyle does that kind of stuff happen on flights.
Dude, that's some weird stuff.
I think your street name now is Two Pence.
Yeah, two-pin secure. That's a good deal.
You would have been Chris's body shield. You'd have been taking all the shrapnel. That's for sure.
See, my plan was to hang back and be like the surprise.
Oh, the surprise attack?
Yeah, I was going to be like the surprise attack, except for I know good and well Chris, the guy would have come up, but Chris would have grabbed me, thrown me, that would have been like, ah! But Chris, I was second.
Just a reminder to audience, you're tuned in to Cigar Chat, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. This segment's brought to you by Cigar Oasis, the leaders and innovators in measuring and controlling humidity in the cigar industry. The science behind their products allows your humidor to be a truly stable environment for your premium cigar. Set it and forget it today. Back to you, Logan.
Nice.
Derp-a-derp. Let me tell you a little story here about my father-in-law that was in the CIA. And this is why... You should owe the moral of the story. I'm going to be like Quentin Tarantino here. The moral of the story is you need to always wear a tie on an airplane. So my father-in-law was in the CIA. He was basically the guy from Meet the Fockers and like literally a horticulturist CIA guy, like not kidding, but he really was. And so we were, Allie and I got married in Costa Rica, and I've never seen Jerry wear anything other than a pair of jeans and like Hawaiian shirt. Cause he's retired. He's like the honey badger. He just don't give an F about nothing. Well, basically, we were getting ready to fly down to Costa Rica, and he's like, hey, Logan, are you going to wear a tie on the airplane? I go, Jerry, you've never seen me wear a tie in my life. Like, I'm always wearing
Logan,
shorts.
Logan, are you even going to wear pants? That's...
Like, it's quite possible that I might not even wear pants.
I've seen you wear on the airplane once. Not that you don't wear anything. You wear shorts.
Well, no, but I wear shorts. But, yeah, I mean, I never wear pants. And I was like, Jerry, why would I wear a tie? I'm always in shorts and a T-shirt or a polo or something. Like, why would I wear a tie? And he's like, he looks me straight in the eye, like just bam. And he goes, listen, I'm going to wear a tie on the airplane. That way if any terrorist gets all uppity, I can just slip that tie off my neck and just choke them out. They'll be done. And I go, huh, that's a fascinating story, Jerry. thank you for letting me know. And I'll be damned. He was wearing a tie on the airplane. So the moral of the story is if you're flying and you need to take someone out and you want to carry something on, it's going to take out somebody, wear a tie. Because think about it. Take you slip somebody. It off, it's over. Game over. Now you only got one, but you could take one person out with a tie.
What if you wore like knee socks? I wonder if those would be long enough too.
Knee socks wouldn't be too bad. Pantyhose, potentially.
I ain't wearing no pantyhose. I don't know
if Logan has the legs for pantyhose, I'll be honest.
Dude, I got some sexy legs. Have you ever seen these? These things are like when you look at the girls' gymnastics team and you look at their legs, basically that's the legs I got. Very muscular, very powerful, very luscious.
Very luscious. Very luscious. Where do you think we got the nickname, buddy?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, man. Oh,
they don't call goodness. Me Cavs
I can't
Steel
believe you just related the United States Olympic female gymnastics to you. And that is like the farthest from reality.
I don't think so. I mean,
yeah, no.
No, don't.
Dude,
really
don't
look at those calves.
Don't do it. No, nobody wants to see your gosh darn calves, man.
Everybody on Armed Forces Radio Network, it's a good thing you're listening on Armed
yeah,
Forces
Radio. It's a good thing you're
Network.
Listening and not watching.
That's right.
Hey,
Logan's showing his parts.
All I got to say is I just saved y'all from a half floopy. That's all I got to say because that thing is picturesque.
Is that what they call the armed forces, a floopy?
Hey, man, I can't say the other word, so I was trying to think of something good.
I know, as he leans back in the
first
chair
part
with
of the
his
show,
arm.
Yeah,
just drink it in.
Take it in, baby.
Sun's out, guns out.
Calf muscles of steel. All right, back to the real show. Question for Chris. With all of the micro batch releases that you've done, and you can't be a cop out and say all of them are great, what has been your favorite one and why?
That's a good question.
Man, my favorite micro batch release was the Bee's Knees. That thing came together so nice. You know, when Kyle ended up coming out with the concept of the graphics and the rice paper and the honeycomb and the bee and the glitter and everything else, dude, that's what's so great about us is like my artistic capability is, you know, jeans and a t-shirt. That's just where it ends, you know. I'm country, Kyle's rock and roll, he's the artistic mindset and everything else, but that cigar, if this even makes sense, that cigar emulated the name, the logo, the graphics, the gold, just the creamy honey. I mean, it was just a phenomenal stick. So that's that'd be mine.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I would ask Kyle, but he's a jerk, so we're not gonna. No, Kyle, tell us what your favorite one is.
You know, probably Brass Knuckles, man.
Okay.
Good Smoke.
I gotta admit, that band is super cool.
And the band is
super cool. It's a real brass knuckle, man. I mean, that thing is pretty legit.
But that's like asking which one of your kids do you love the most. That's just, I mean, making bacon. I love it. Yeah. Truman.
Now, I don't know, man. Calloway's been quite the little BL lately. I don't know. I'm probably back at Trubin's camp now. Because she's been real sassy lately. And I've had to spank that Bobo a couple of times. And I do not like it. I don't like it.
That's good, though. That's being a good dad.
I know, man. But it hurts when she tears up. She's like, but daddy, my Bobo. And I'm like, girl. I'm sorry. And it hurts so bad. Well, if I hit Truman, all he says is, all right, I'll see you later then.
Here's the deal. I'm gonna give you a little parental guidance right now, all right?
Please do.
So we're at IPCPR, right? And my youngest daughter sends me a picture saying, Daddy, I want to buy this shirt. And the shirt is it has a wooden spoon and it said, I survived the wooden spoon. And you know, I was serious. We'd go on trips and all mama would have to do is just give that look. Reach into her purse and just like show the handle of the wooden spoon and instantaneous compliance. It was awesome.
I just show my kids a pin. Like, you want this pin? You better shut your mouth. Clean your room. Make me a sandwich.
Right now.
So go for the wooden spoon across the bow, Heine, because one, it's not your hand, so you don't have to correlate the whole daddy hand daddy. Yeah. It's the wooden spoon, so that's where the focus of anxiety comes from when they're in there, you know, and they survived it, man. And to this day, you know, we're jokingly now, I mean, they're 13 15 years old, you know, I mean, jokingly we'll sit there and go, we still got the wooden spoon. I think as a matter of fact we're gonna mount that thing like up in the kitchen, you know, on the wall. We'll pull that wooden spoon
when they go off.
You ain't
college,
never too old.
You'll send it with you ain't them never say, too before old before you think about doing something squirrely at college. That's you think right. of this wooden right. spoon.
Wooden spoon's coming out, y'all.
Dude, I don't know, man. Maybe that wooden there might be something to this other object versus the hand. The wooden spoon.
Hey, so Logan, you were spanked as a child then, yeah? You were disciplined.
I wouldn't say I was spanked. I was like whipped with a belt.
Okay, that's a little bit counts. More than yeah. I was gonna say, yeah. Was there an object involved?
I mean, no, it was aggressive corporal punishment in my house. Like, it was aggressive, but like
it was country living is what it was.
That
it
is was old school, man.
No,
it was a shoe. It was a switch. You know, hey, go out and get me a switch. You're like, I got to go out and get you the stick to whoop me with.
You got to cut the switch down.
No, seriously. My grandma used to do. Needless to say, we're not on the best speaking terms. I mean, with my house, it was a little different because like something like minor, like, oh, go put your clothes away. I don't want to. No, that was more of just getting yelled at. And I could get yelled at. But it was like when things were like, oh, Logan put 18 extra logs in the wood fireplace and damn near set the house on fire. Like, really bad stuff was the belt. And I could still think about it. It's like, kabah! And I'm just like, whoa. And until the day.
Logan flinches every time he eats a steak, man. It's that whole cattle.
But I do remember vividly. I think I was probably like 12 maybe. And I got to the point where I was just going to be like, you know what, Dad? This belt's not going to hurt me no more. And he hit me once, and I just turned around and started laughing. And that was a mistake.
That was a big mistake.
It just got way worse.
He's like, you know what? I got news for you, son. I'm not left-handed. Yeah.
Yeah. So needless to say, I'll never laugh again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad. But anyways, so I don't know. I mean, it's funny because you, you talk to different parents, you talk to, you read books and stuff, and like everybody parents different, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's kind of like raising a baby. Like everyone's got their own advice, the thing
exactly
that works for them.
Like raising a baby.
Yeah, it's not, well, you know, kind of like raising a baby.
Well, no, I don't mean like, I mean more like when they're young, right? Like, oh, what do you do when they're crying? Oh, well, you can, like, I got to tell you this, and I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this, and I really hope my friends aren't watching the show, because I got to say it. I've never told anyone this, but, like, it's a pretty funny story.
You never told anyone, and yet you're about to tell, what, 2 million people
around the world? Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. I don't care, because I know they're not listening. So we have a good couple friend. Good friends. They have a baby that's, like, we're all known each other for, like, 10 years now, and we all have babies within, you know, two weeks of Callaway is their son's birthday, 2 weeks before. So, you know, we're all going through the same stuff, like, you know, not getting any sleep and all this and that. And we struggle with Callaways because, you know, when they're first born, babies are first born. I mean, they sleep, like, it could be, like, the middle of the day. It could be at night. Like, there's no consistency to it other than they're either screaming and pooping on themselves or they're sleeping. That's about all you're getting. So we, about, I don't know, like a month after having our babies, I can't remember where we went. We went to, like, a party or we did something, and it was like outside during the middle of the day and stuff, and everyone's seeing the babies, and they're like, man, the baby's really tired. Like, and I'm like, well, there's no way Callaway's gonna take a nap because the sun's out, like, too much going on. The next thing I know is I see them whipping out like literally a bath towel, wrapping it around their baby's head and putting it down to sleep. I go, what are you doing here, baby? Like, what are you doing? And they use the towel to simulate night and dark. So for the first year,
and suffocation.
Every time,
you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
No, seriously. Like, we were at the beach, and Callaway's running, and then we had another trip. Like, all the babies are running around the beach doing whatever, and they've got their baby over in like a little like thing on the sand with a towel over its head and 110 degrees.
You tell them they make masks that just go over the eyes so that you can still breathe.
I don't know, man.
Like, that's a whole new thing that just got invented like last year.
All I gotta say is a towel on the baby, but it works. It worked. Baby's still alive. Very, very good.
You leave it for 5-10 minutes, there's no more noise. There's no more crying. There's no more nothing.
Shuts them right up.
All right. Bringing it back to cigars as we wrap up our Armed Forces Radio Network segment. Chris and Kyle, tell everyone where they can find you on social media, on the internet, website, everything.
Oh, Kyle.
So Twitter at Ezra Zion Cigars, Instagram at Ezra Zion Cigars, on Facebook, facebook.com/EzraZionCigars. But download the app. That's where all the action happens.
So now, if they were to, what's the app called, and where can they find it?
Just Ezra Zion. So you can go go to the App Store if you got an iPhone. Just type in Ezra Zion, it'll pop up. Download it. Bada bing, bada boom. And Google Play for Android? I don't have an Android, so I think it's Google Play. But yeah, both
go to the Play Store and type in EzraZions.com.
All the Logan type Android people.
Yeah, fancies.
Fancy. That takes us to the end of our Armed Forces Radio Network segment. Thanks very much for everyone who's tuned in from the Armed Forces Radio Network. Hope we've kept you entertained for this last 58 minutes. We'll
Better
be back
have.
Next week with our guest, DBL Cigars. And Rob will be DBL, brother.
Dude, who's DBL?
DBL, it's on the event calendar,
Dominican
man.
Big Leaguer, y'all.
It's booked.
I never heard of them.
It's booked.
Big League. Big League.
Big League. Big
league. Obviously not big enough to be in my league because I've never heard of it.
Appreciate you all, men and women around the world. God bless.
Thanks, y'all.
Later. And we're back.
We're
back. What the fuck's up? We're back.
Aren't we fucking back?
We are fucking back. I said we're back fucking back. Hey, you shut your goddamn Canadian mouth, you fucking sidewinder. Why don't you go fucking win as many medals as Kazakhstan, you douche?
Kazakhstan.
I swear that's where Borat's from, dude.
I think so, man. No, I love Canada. Let me just say for the record, out of all countries other than America, Canada's pretty cool.
Thanks, brother.
Except for that eastern part of Canada, they can just go suck a big one. You know? But everybody in West Canada,
that
are
eastern part
awesome.
Where you're at.
No, he's in West Canada. Good. He's
I'm in the Texas of Canada, brother.
He is
the Texas of Canada. No joke.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah,
for reals, it's all about guns,
everybody
oils,
wants
beef.
To be in Texas. There you go.
I know. Everybody, that's true.
And we just had our big stampede with the cowboy boots and the cowboy hats. For reals.
Nice.
Do you call them vaqueros?
Do we what now? Do we call it what?
Are the vaqueros riding vaqueros. Their caballeros?
The vaqueros riding the caballeros.
That's what they say in Mexico.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm sorry. I got confused what was north and south there. I got a little mixed up. Dude, I'm telling you, man. Caballos!
Dude, John, do you have to wear like a lead suit to be behind that microphone, dude? Because that thing must be putting off some serious radiation.
It's putting off some heat, but you know, when we're up here in the high altitude with that low air, it doesn't carry that radiation into you. That's the secret. So if you were to like take this mic to
that sounds like fucking bullshit.
Totally.
Say, yeah, he's sterile and he can't have kids, but his voice, do you hear the lows in that voice? It's phenomenal.
So low. I don't sound like that when Logan knows. I'm like 15 octaves higher than that. I'm like, hey, Logan, what's going on, man?
You're like, hey, guys, my name's Sergeant.
Oh, he's behind that microphone. He's all, nobody.
Can I get that sample back, man? Send out to me. That'd be awesome. Thanks, brother.
$34.95.
Don't worry, I'll have Chris ship it for free.
Yeah, no problem.
I like that Chris shipping. That's a good deal, man.
Hey, but listen, that is how good of a friend Chris Kelly is and how good of a man he is. Because most people, I can literally count on one hand, had that situation happen with other manufacturer friends.
They gone.
I wasn't even worried because I didn't even have to tell you, John, that I left them. Because I knew that Chris would take care of him.
It was handled.
It was just handled.
Yeah, Chris is a good dude, man.
Now, had Kyle taken them, it might be a different story. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck would happen.
Kyle would have been like, what cigars?
Yeah, Kyle's like, what? You mean this one like, that I'm smoking right now? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know that guy that came by and stole our cigars earlier? He came back around. He was snooping around. I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Sniffed that cello so good.
Sniff that soap, exactly. Smoking that cigarette, douche clown, like fucking idiots.
Good night.
So let me ask, out of all the boutiques unified cigars that were released at the show, so it was a handful, which one was your guys' favorite and why?
Oh, you bastard.
Dude, I tell you what, for me, hands down, Blackworks, y'all get to smoke that Green Hornet.
It's a great smoke.
Really?
I bought a 5-pack of those off the store because I didn't get the Logan sample, so I went on the SigFed store and I bought a 5-pack and it's on its way up to me.
Yeah,
I took that 5-pack.
That would not. Kyle intercepted that through USPS.
It's gone. This is gonna be
shit ever.
These are good cigars, thanks, Surgeon.
Well, I'll tell you what, no, but also I gotta mention.
Hey, did you for real though ship those to me?
For real? They gone.
There might be a problem, Houston.
They gone.
We might be like,
man. I was high when I got those, John. I'm sorry,
John.
I smoked those before lunch.
Dude, I might actually. Oh man!
I saw that green band, and I just went sideways of a brother. Man, I tell you what, though, you know the other one that is legit is Fred's new stick, mm-hmm. the one that he debuted there.
Martial law.
I don't know what you. Yeah, that martial law, dude. I tell you what, that's a great stick right there.
I got that queued up for review on next Tuesday. I'm kind of excited to try it out.
Yeah,
it's all right.
That's a good stick. And dude, you know what? I just realized this, so check it out. All right, so the other one that's really good too, and I don't know if y'all have smoked it, is the Emilio Cavatina. But I just realized I just connected it. All right, so guess where all three of those were made?
Yeah,
Black Label.
Yeah,
exactly. So there you go. Another hat tip to the old Black Label folks, man. I mean, all three of those were done down in their factory, man. So, good on them.
Cigars with those guys.
Maybe we should do a cigar with those guys.
Listen, I'm going to tell you guys a little something. It's all the Color Project. I'm going to go on a limb and say Logan Lawler recognized the talent of Black Works, Black Label Trading Company, before most people. Remember? Beginning of this year,
I remember when we told you, hey, you should go work with James and Angela. They're really good people.
Actually, I was like, who can I work with in Nicaragua that's Americans? Oh, I'll work with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yakimo shit. Being like, oh, yeah, your shipment's coming.
Dude, that's a bunch of high-powered bullshit you just pitched right there, because Kyle and I were first introduced to Black Label all the way back when, Kyle? All the way back in 13.
2013, man.
Hey, let me tell you.
That was back in the Dia right
that
there.
Was, that, before there was a Black Label, yo.
Before it was a Black Horse. I'm going to one-up. I met you when they had that swirly motherfucker still part of it at IPCPR. And I introduced that motherfucker to Gary. That's how far I know those motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm talking about? I don't remember his fucking name. Like, Nick?
Dude, I know exactly who you're talking about, man. That's crazy, dude. That was back in the day when James and Angela were still doing their safaris down there.
Yeah, well, they're Guatemala or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good people.
For real.
I would tell you.
No, that is good folks. I mean, you know, for me, it'd be a clean sweep, dude. Hat trick. To BLTC and Blackworks, man. I mean, because all three of those sticks are just freaking great.
But you know, yeah, it's true. They also make the mic hunt. Just so you know, award winning.
It's great because I don't have to bleep that out.
Yeah. The mic hunt is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, it's funny because now we have industry history, dude. This ain't our first rodeo no more, right? We actually could tell stories like way back. 3 years ago at the show, remember when this happened and we tell our stories and we chuckle, and all the new people are like, oh man, someday. And I was feeling all awesome at the show because like our fifth show, and I went to, I think it was Paul Palmer, and we were talking to him, and I'm like, yeah, Paul, hey, how many shows is this for you? He's like 28, and I was like, oh yeah, I suck. I'm like, can I get you a coffee, sir? Can I get you a sandwich or something, sir?
Oh, dude. Such good people, dude. Talk about salt of the earth. It's just like, hey, how you doing? You know, just nothing razzles, nothing frazzles. Eduardo, you know, I mean, it's crazy. That's true, man. And Eduardo's a good piece of gear, man. Eduardo, Max, Josefa, Paul, they're all good folks.
Yeah.
But that's true. You feel like you got a little bit of age on. You're getting a little long in the tooth, and then you come across an industry icon like that, and you're like, oh. You know, it's just like going back to 2012 when you're just like standing around the show going, will somebody please smoke my cigar, please? Can you please
will you please buy this, please? Now?
Okay, so
I don't even care if you buy it. Just smoke it and tell me it tastes good. That's all I'm looking for is
2012 satisfaction. The show and Logan comes up for Logan in 12. And I'm like, well, hello, sir. Would you like to smoke my cigar? And Logan's like, no.
I say that?
You're all no, bitch.
No, I don't think I said that.
No, he was freaking trick or treating. Like, and he had like a hefty bag, and he was just grabbing. Oh, anything anybody would give to him.
Hey, man,
he had like,
you know, those
like cherries,
you know, those leaf bags that you get from Home Depot. I got motherfucker was full of shit. And it's
back in the day that somebody would sit there and they'd come up and they're like, oh, well, could I get a couple for my tobacconist? And you're like, oh yes, sir. How many would you like? Well, you know, we have 20. We have on the board 20, and we're just like handing bundles. I mean, we're just like, just take them.
We were so stupid.
We were green as green could be, man.
Let me ask you guys this: what was the best place you ate at when you were down in Las Vegas this time?
Rolling Smoke Barbecue.
Yeah. We always hit Rolling Smoke off strip. Man, that place is it's just phenomenal. It's a hole in the wall. If y'all haven't ever been there, just go in there and get the beef rib plate. I mean, you sit there and get two beef ribs and you're just like, dude, two beef ribs, there ain't no way. Dude, those two beef ribs will knock you out.
Is that the place right next to the Stratosphere in that little shopping center next to the little Nike nightclub?
No, it's in
Trump. It's right up from
Trump.
It's
behind Trump, but it's in the industrial park area. There's nothing around it. I mean, it's just right there.
Okay.
But it's legit, man. And their banana pudding, fried okra, it's all kinds of good.
There's Trump, all you can eat titties, and then Rolling Smoke. There's like a naked place. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's called.
Dude, I feel like I've been there.
All you can eat titties?
I get all you titties every night. It doesn't mean I want all you can eat titties. Especially not no Vegas titties, man. Vegas titties are just. Oh.
Sorry.
I'd rather spoon with Rob than all you can eat titties.
See, right now, see, this is how low we've gotten, dude. John is like completely signed, completely disgusted.
I know, he's like.
He's shaking his head over there. He's just like, you guys just went to a whole new low, and I'm
so,
out.
So here's the thing that people don't know about Canadians. Canadians go down to Vegas, and they rage. I mean, they rage down in Vegas. I mean, you can find some Canadians in some dank places in Las Vegas, let me tell you.
What are you guys sending smiley emojis back and forth to each other?
That's what
there?
I was about to say. What are you sitting around saying, oh, I'm so sorry.
How dark
sorry
can
advance.
A Canadian get?
I mean,
I ran into a guy and I did not apologize to him.
I took Rob out to a Canadian party and one night, and the two of us got roofied. So that was
what the fuck? Hold the fuck!
Did you not hear this story?
This show?
Apparently, fucking not.
This show.
You got
what?
Roofied. Who? Right.
I'm gonna
roofies you and Rob.
I'm gonna tell the story.
No, hold on. Are you being
destitute.
Serious?
Yeah, was it wrong that Rufy
brought this up?
I'm going to tell a story because I thought I told this story, but apparently I haven't
told obviously
the story.
Not.
So, obviously, we run a pairing show, right? And obviously, Canadians can drink. And, I mean, we drink every week. So, like, I can handle my liquor, right? I go to Scotch tastings. Like, I can handle my liquor. I know what my limit is. No problem. So, we go to this. I'm going to leave the place unnamed out of respect. But I went there, we had two cocktails in 2 hours, okay? Two cocktails in 2 hours isn't even enough to get my hair up. And we got up to go back to the hotel, and I couldn't walk. Like, I was literally stumbling, and
Circle
Rob...
bar!
And Rob had one cocktail and a third of another cocktail, and he couldn't walk. And we got back to the hotel, and Logan will remember this the next day, Rob was wiped out the next morning. He
yes,
couldn't.
I remember, the day where he said he was all sick.
He was wrecked. He was. He couldn't come to the show floor. He was puking. He was out of it. And yeah, man, like legit, we got 100% roofied. No joke.
So, roofies work or don't work?
Well, we didn't get robbed.
We're still awake,
and neither of us got any action.
You both
so,
had your kidneys.
I still got my kidneys. I think. Wait,
still got my kidneys.
Yeah, no, I still got my kidneys. But no, for real, like two
woke
two
up in
cocktails.
Bed with Rob, but I mean other than that, yeah. You know, it was a blissful night.
It was a blissful night. No, for reals. We went out, we had two cocktails, and like there's no way that two cocktails gets me anywhere close to anything. And like I couldn't walk. I was like out of it. So we're reasonably confident we got roofied in Vegas.
You need to get that what is it, fingernail polish that you like check it with or whatever?
Mm.
So paint your fingernails. Have Rob paint his fingernails.
Yep.
Do like orange and black for the Giants or whatever. You know, masculine fingernail painting.
Yep.
And then just be like, oh no, you don't, Circle Bar.
Yep.
Make the noise when you do it. Good to go.
Or, you know, you just do that and then you just slide that drink down to Rob.
Yeah. You're like, hey. Have it on me, buddy. Great job today at the show. Great job at the show, Rob. Great job.
As a professional drinker, I have to give props to all the guys that were out at the Circle Bar to like. Sorry, I got to give props to the guys that were out at the Circle Bar to like 4 or 5 in the morning, and they were back on the floor at 9 a.m. looking like fresh and ready to go. Because I don't know how some of those guys did it. I mean, they were like raging at the Circle Bar, and they like didn't look like they had been out the night before. It was impressive.
I will tell you that this is the first IPCPR in Vegas that we did not find either a manufacturer or a sales rep passed out in the hallway of the Venetian or the hotel rooms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is the first one that we did not. All the other times, you just kind of walk back and go, oh, boy, where's your room?
We didn't go out that much. We weren't out that much.
No, yeah, that's true. I mean, so, it was a pretty low profile show for us.
It was all business, man. It was all business and barbecue. Yeah. Another good place, too, though, to eat. We ate twice was Yardbird. That place was great.
The portions were too small.
Yeah, the portions were way too small. And I say that as a Canadian.
It was good food, though.
Yeah, it was good food, but way too small.
Dude, coming from Logan, I can understand where you're saying the portion's too small. But John, what do you got? Like a 6-foot tapeworm in there or something, dude? I mean,
bro,
dude,
my tapeworm gets hangry. Like 10 o'clock comes around, you gotta feed some serious brisket to keep that tapeworm.
It's true, man.
Yeah, it's true, man. No, it was.
You just have
I mean,
the metabolism
nice.
Of a jackrabbit, dude. You're just like eating 12 meals a day, dude.
Did you get the fried chicken?
No, we got the those little
Logan, sliders. What was that?
The sliders, the brisket sliders.
Yeah, the
dude, you're going to Yardbird for the fried chicken. Come on, y'all. What the heck? That's like going to Babe's and asking for a burger.
I was just trying to get four big boys out to the to get some food because there was a moment at the IPCPR and we got to that point where I had four big boys super hangry at the same time. And I was like, Den Mother's got to take over and get these boys some food immediately because this is going to get out of control.
And they takes me to fucking Yardbird.
Yardbird.
Dude, the fried chicken was good. Next year we'll all go to Yardbird. We won't get roofied, I don't think.
Can't guarantee it.
Maybe.
Unless it was an inside job. I'm thinking, right? That's probably an inside job, dude. How many roofies would it take to actually knock surgeon out? You got a high tolerance for like substances and stuff,
bro,
right?
I mean, I was good to go the next morning. I was doing the interviews and Rob was laid out. So I like, you got to triple up on those roofies to take me out. You know what I'm saying?
It's ironic because now I remember the story and Rob was saying his stomach is hurt. I mean, I don't know, man. I think Rob might have got the business. I don't know, man. Who knows?
How come all the Sig Fed guys got sick at the show? The first night we heard Logan is all laid up with a waffleitis or
he got them Snicker pancakes.
There's Snicker pancakes. That was a bad idea.
Where's Logan? Logan ate Snicker pancakes. I didn't even know Snicker pancakes existed. And I'm like,
Logan's sitting there thinking, this is a good idea. Snicker pancakes and fried chicken. This is going to be
awesome. This is a great idea. And it's like $12. I'm like, hell yeah. And then about an hour later, I was like, oh, fuck. That was a bad idea. Like that poor Harris toilet was just
tore up.
Had to tip the lady.
Did you have a roommate? Do you have to share a room?
Jared, my alarm clock. Although one day he didn't wake me up, little asshole. this show was. I'll be just saying for the record, this show was a shit show. It was the worst. It was the best and the worst show ever because everything bad fucking happened. But then it was also a lot of fun. But it was also just a shit show. It's a complete fucking shit show is what it was.
I think that's every IPCPR though.
Yeah, but this one was just, I don't know. It was extra interesting.
All right, y'all. I'm going to wrap this up because we got one embargo coming up right after this show. Chris and Kyle, thanks so much for being on Cigar Chat again. We'll have you guys on soon rather than later. And check us out next week, live Thursday at our regular time of 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for checking out Cigar Chat.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.